Everybody, it's your boy Ski Mask, that Ski Mask host, Drunk Mask, whatever crazy names you have to call me since, November 18th, the day I started drinking alcohol again. One of the biggest mistakes I've ever made, and back on the wagon, I can officially say. I have no words for why I would go back to drinking when I know how much misery and pain it's cost me in the previous years of my life. Damn, I sounded like a Texas fuck right there. But really, though, like growing up around the shit, you know, even from the first time I ever drank alcohol, I didn't know how much to drink. I drank a whole bottle of Grand Marnier, threw up all of my sleep in the eighth grade. I should have known then it wasn't for me. You know, I built this show out of sobriety to give me something to do, and it brought me a lot of joy. And to be frank, ever since I started drinking again, the show's gone to shit and it hasn't been that good. And I understand that. And it kind of hurt me. And you know, I never understood how much alcoholism is a disease until lately. Whenever you feel like you can't do anything without it, you don't want to go places where they're not serving drinks or, you know, do anything and just get fucking blacked out. When in reality, happiness is all around you. You don't have to drown yourself in a bottle. Some people can. Some people can enjoy alcohol, two or three drinks, and that's it. I'm just not that person. I can't stop until every drop in the house is gone. And I've always been that way and will always be that way. So therefore, I vowed never to drink again. I haven't had a drink since the Misery Loves Company episode. Last Monday, we all know what happened there. Look, Aaron Berg and Rich Voss, I mean, this is their craft. This is what they do for a living, is to be funny. And I went on that show to try to create chaos. And I know it's, you know, I was there with Kevin. I was excited to do the show. Berg was right. You know, I was drunk, just spitting out words, just trying to create controversy. And, you know, if you're out of your fucking mind, if you think I don't actually think those guys are not funny. I mean, I buy tickets to almost every show Berg is at just to support the guy. You know, 2.5 years ago, I was waking up hungover, going to work. And the only thing getting me through those days were Compound Media shows, Kevin Brennan's show, and Nick DiPaolo, all those guys. And I remember thinking to myself while listening to In Hot Water, man, I wish I could do that. You know, I want to have a show where I can be chaotic and have fun. And that's what Ski Mask Collective was created to be. You know, the Ski Mask host is obviously a fucking character. And here lately, the show has kind of derailed into a reality show about my life, which I get. I mean, the fans want to have fun, but at the end of the day, the show is supposed to be funny and much less a wrap-up show of MLC. And that's where I found Mead and Stantle and Paul Fins, because they were all, you know, listeners of Misery Loves Company and huge fans. And luckily, I have two of those guys still by my side. Paul Fins went on to do his own thing, completely understandable. I mean, the guy is a hell of a fucking talent. The first time he ever did my show, I locked eyes onto him. I said, I want him. I want him on my show. The guy knows when to fucking back up with questions. He knows, you know, when to chime in, when to shut up, and when he does the solo shows, it's a beautiful thing. There's a reason he got over 100 subscribers within the first 2 or 3 days of launching his YouTube account. So go subscribe to Offensive, do that. I mean, he's a great dude. So listen, the shows are going to carry on. Thank you to the Patreons. I know there hasn't been that much content, but there will be. There's going to be some in-person shows we're going to do. I'm going to be doing some traveling soon, and we're going to hopefully record all those shows. I know it sounds like I'm out of breath. It took me a minute to set all the shit up. The point is, sincere apologies to the fans and everyone who followed the show and saw it kind of crumbling. I wasn't all in my head, you know, ever since when I started drinking again at the end of November. As a matter of fact, if you want to date it, it's the episode where I burned the Silk City shirt. That's the first night I ever drank again. Now, look, this isn't a fucking pity message or anything like that. If you've never had an experience where you've been so fucked up, you said something stupid, then you're probably a bitch and you should go try to do that because it'll teach you a thing or two about life. you know, waking up with that regret and how much anxiety I had waking up. What the fuck did I say on MLC? Oh shit, it's unfolding on Twitter. I didn't look at Twitter for, you know, like a day and a half. I was so embarrassed by myself and my actions. And, you know, sincere apologies to Aaron Berg and Rich Voss. You know, I didn't mean any of those words that I said. Just trying to start chaos as a fucking drunk asshole, you know, steering away from what Ski Mask Collective is really all about, giving those guys a chance to come on the show. And then when they're in our town or anywhere around, you know, we go and follow them and support those guys. I mean, there's a reason they've been in this game for as long as they have, and do all these shows and kill everywhere they go. People want to see them. They have such a huge following. You know, those guys can't tweet without immediately getting retweets. I mean, they have fans for a fucking reason. Yeah, Chad's right. I'm just an open micer. I've been blessed to have a couple spots since I've been here. I got to perform for Shane Gillis, which was a great show. Then again, the last three times I did stand up, I had been drinking and I fucking completely bombed because I was out of my mind. I can't just have two drinks and go on stage. No, it had to be 10, 12 drinks. That's right, Gil Bravo. On MLC, I had about 6-7 shots of tequila and 3 or 4 double IPAs before I got on the show. And then you saw what continued to happen. So don't say I'm a lightweight, because that's not the case. And that's the sad part, honestly. I know a guy that's very, very close to me that used to be not a lightweight, but he blew his liver out so much that he takes 2 or 3 beers and he's crushed and acting like an asshole and all that. So this is my message to all the fans, just a vow to you guys. The shows are going to come back to normal. We're going to be focusing on MLC. Wrap up, of course, we're gonna bring that back, but then again, bringing on new guests who have nothing to do with MLC, and like always, just creating light chaos and controversy, nothing crazy, not calling out the people that I looked up to for so long. And this is just a way to mend bridges. I wish everybody on Twitter would, like Gil Bravo said it best the other night, everybody just come together and support the MLC fan base. You know, we don't need to be attacking each other. We, you know, why don't we fucking attack Gas Digital just for the hell of it? Let's gain some attention in a different market. Why are we attacking each other? You know, right now I'm laying all the forgiveness on the line for all the stuff. Like, even if you posted family members, I don't give a fuck at this point, because the show's no longer going to be a reality show about me. I don't want it to be that. If I wanted it to be that, I would take off the fucking mask and be the other guy, but that's not me. I'm a character. That way I could bring focus and attention to other shows and people who are on my show. The attention's not supposed to be on me as the host, as the Ski Mask host. That's not the way it's supposed to work. If that's the way that it was viewed here recently, since I've been out of my element, then fine. Those shows aren't going anywhere. They're still going to be posted because that's history. Look, I've been lucky enough to almost make it to episode 100. I gave up an old life in Texas to pursue this dream of being funny. And yeah, I know this episode's not very fucking funny, but if you're making your way through it, congratulations. Just a message. Nice Saturday night. Nice. I'm getting nice and boozy over here with my H2O. Ooh. 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 Oh, so fucking good. Oh. Sound like I just busted one off at a Vince Lombardi truck stop. So I guess it's just me tonight. Let's go ahead and recap what's been going on in MLC. Shuli Agar, Howard Legend, followed my show from Monday. He went on MLC Wednesday for a hell. He got to tell us what's going down in Alabama, and I completely agree with him. People down there, it's not all gun toting. Oh, you know, if you're not packing, voting for Trump, you're going to go down. It's not like that in the South. I can promise you right now. Matter of fact, I'll say it right now. I have seen more African-American people in the South than I've seen where I live in Connecticut now. I have to look for them in some of these towns. I don't see any of them. If I do, it's at a gas station. I mean, they just must be passing through. Down in Texas, everywhere, everybody blends together. That's why I've always said the North is way more racist than the South, because up here everything's segregated. Like, you got Harlem where everybody lives versus Manhattan. You know, it's crazy. Down in the South, I had black neighbors in a nice neighborhood. It's the normal. So fuck you, CNN, you fake news. Probably get thrown off YouTube for that, if anybody even watches this anymore. I got new stickers. We got some new shirts up. Deleted the old ones that I can't believe we couldn't produce our own Seinfeld shirt. with Kevin Brennan on it. But look, one of my favorite quotes from a movie, The Crow, it can't rain all the time, okay? So you just got to look forward. It sucks getting sober again because of the... What the fuck? Hello? What the... Piece of shit. Reason. Having technical difficulties on episode 94? You fucking kidding me? I'm alone. Some kind of message from God. Saying if you ever drink again, your podcast is over. You're going to hit a tree. I'm Jesse Ventura. Yeah, so alcoholism is it's a hell of a thing, people. You know, if you think you have problems with it, feel free to DM me. I'm more than happy to talk to you because I know how it is, and I know it's a real motherfucker. Once I fell back in the cycle, I didn't realize until it was almost too late, and I had almost lost everything. So I'm thankful I have another chance at this and could continue to try to make you guys laugh with the future episodes. And that's it. I mean, I can't say any more than nothing less. I know I came off like a fucking asshole on MLC, and I apologize. That's not the real me. I don't want that to be held over me. So, and I'm not asking for any forgiveness from that or anything. It's going to be an MLC history for those MLC fans. They probably love the fucking chaos, and that's what I was going for. All I can say is to prove it to you guys by having awesome shows coming up and great content. So go to the Patreon if you don't mind, patreon.com/SkiMaskCollective, and just check out some of the stuff. It's $2. I mean, I buy a Red Bull every morning. I should be subscribed to all Patreons, which I'm subscribed to quite a few, especially MLC and MLF. I know the money goes to Chad. I have no hard feelings against him. I think he was just a little upset about how much heat the episode that I was on got. And so if he wants to chime in, I mean, the guy had to call Godfrey from the stage the other night, I heard. And I'm not hating at all. There's no way I could do 50 minutes right now. No fucking way. So yeah, go check out that stuff. Follow Stancil, follow Mead, follow Paul Finns, follow everybody from the Ski Mask Media, Chick Man Joan from Fit Mask. And we have a new show from Canada coming up. I'm waiting for the guy to send me a pilot right now. And it's actually about alcohol abuse and staying sober and all that stuff, which I think will be a great addition to my platform, especially seeing all the troubles that I've personally had and a lot of comedians face. I'm not calling myself a comedian, or just, I'm not doing that right now, but I'm looking forward to that and just building a legacy with this. You know, I put on the mask as a joke to make barbecue ribs not even a year ago, and somehow made it up towards a comedy scene and gotten to do spots. So I'm very, very blessed for that. Blessed for all the fans who always comment on the videos. You know who you are. And Tub Club shirts are still going out. I'm sending out one or two a week. I know I got about 8 left to send. And yeah, we'll wrap it up. And we'll be back full force this week with all the boys. And going to try to book a few awesome guests. All right. Thank you.